Over 12 million people are caught up in people trafficking every year, but that number jumps to 27 million if one counts those entrapped by debt bondage or other forms of slavery. A conference on this modern-day slavery was held in Rome this week, co-sponsored by the United States Embassy to the Holy See and the Miami-based St. Thomas University School of Law. In attendance at the conference was Sister Patricia Abebulam, a founding member of the Nigeria-based Committee for the Support of the Dignity of Women. She told us more about their work.
I'm here representing the African Network Against Human Trafficking. That is ANAT, and I go around Africa. But the first organization that brought me into ANAT is COSUDO, and that is the one that I'm a founding member of. Because in Nigeria, when we realize that many of our girls were being taken abroad, disappearing, I mean the religious, the women religious, the Catholic Reverend Sisters, got together and said something has to be done. So the first thing we did was to form this committee, which we named the Committee for the Support of the Dignity of Women, COSUDO, you know, which actually we started in 1997, 98. By 99, it started functioning fully. So COSUDO then is set out to fight against human trafficking.
Can you give me an example of what sort of work that you do?
The work we do, you know, like for example, COSUDO, as I told you, started in 1999, and then the year 2000, because we work in very strong collaboration with USMI here in Italy. You know, the USMI through Sister Eugenia Bonetti invited us out to come to Italy and see for ourselves. And the year 2000, we visited, you know, most of the cities in Italy, and it was a harrowing experience, shocking, to see our girls on the streets of Italy, half naked, in the cold, you know, standing, and when we found out that many of them had been trafficked, had been deceived. So when we went back to Nigeria, then what we did was to cry out to the country, cry out to the Catholic Church or the churches and other faiths. So a lot of our work then was predominantly prevention. We were going around creating awareness, giving talks, campaigns. We had jingles in the radio. We had pamphlets that we were distributing. So our work then was predominantly prevention. But with time, too, a good number of the girls, some started coming back voluntarily because those who were deceived, the sisters here working with them in the shelters helped them to come back. Some were deported, you know. So our work then became also reintegration and rehabilitation. Because when they came, especially those that came voluntarily, the sisters got in touch with us and then we had to take them in and help them to get some skills and be useful in life and live in dignity, which is our goal.